I'm way ahead of myself. It's a Tuesday morning, 7:10. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll be talking with school superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman. But before that, and before we get to Bob with a forecast, we have a couple of folks here, two of the organizers of Due Days in Farmington, which is going on this year. As a matter of fact, it's going on this week in just a few minutes. We have Holly Shearer and Holly Bernance joining us. Hollies, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so glad you could come here, and I'm glad I think I can get your name down. I'll just call you Holly from here on out. Due Days, it's back this year. You know, we've gone through the pandemic the last couple of years, and a lot of things have been scrapped by the wayside, and including Due Days. You tried it last year for what, one day?
One day, yeah.
Correct. And, but this year it's back. It's got to feel good to have people getting together in Farmington again.
It does. We're so excited to be back. We're back in June. We're back with a full festival, and we're celebrating our birthday this year.
Yeah.
150 years.
150, the sesquicentennial.
Yes. I'm glad you said that.
I'm learning how to say that now. We've had quite a few towns in the area that have gone through that. Let's talk about that time off. Last year, you had kind of a one-day festival or so, if memory serves. And, you know, due to the restrictions that have been in place by the pandemic, it's not really, it's hard to plan anything larger scale. Looking back to last year, quite a bit different. Was it nice?
You know, it was nice. It was nice to get back to bring people together again, but it wasn't what Due Days had always been. Obviously, we had to move it back, and we had to reduce its size and scale it way back.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, we were holding back just a little bit because we didn't know what restrictions would be imposed in September. So we felt kind of constrained. And so this year, it's full force. It's good.
All right. The committee that puts this together, you're talking a six-day festival, and we have that here in Northfield, actually a five-day festival. It kind of six, depending on how you count. But nevertheless, it takes a lot of people, just an army of volunteers. Were all the volunteers ready to go and do this whole thing again?
You know, I think it took a little coaxing right off the bat, out the gate, but man, we've got a great team of people together this year.
Yeah, once you get the people together, they realized, oh, this is why we did it. So much fun. Yeah, it's a good time.
So. Yeah, most definitely. I think they're all excited to get this going and have people come out and enjoy themselves.
We were talking before we went on the air about when it starts, and we're just a few hours away from the official kickoff. Tell us about that. How does it get going today?
I'll take that. Tonight at 6:30 is the ambassador coronation. That's always the kickoff event. In addition to medallion hunt, clues are dropped this afternoon. So those are our Tuesday events.
Where is the ambassador coronation going to be at?
It's held at Bachman Middle School in Farmington.
All right. Then you go through tomorrow, getting a little bit closer to the weekend, but you keep things rolling.
We do. You know, knowing how families operate today, we really looked at our schedules and said we had to plan evening events during the week because most parents are working during the day. And so our Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are really focused on evenings. And we're having a big band come out to Rambling River Park tomorrow night. And then on Thursday, we have a reimagined flavors event, which we have called Thirsty Thursday, with 22 liquor vendors coming out. So for a small cover charge, you get to come in and sample as much as you want for the whole Thirsty Thursday evening.
Wow. Reimagining flavor? Is that what?
Yeah. So we had a flavors event in the past, but, you know, the reality of post-pandemic world is that food costs are higher and staffing is harder to come by. And so rather than it being a food and beverage event, we really started to focus in on what people wanted to do on a Thursday night, which was to come out and have a good time. And so we focused on providing alcohol samples and food trucks if you want to eat too. But that's Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
It'll
just
be
a couple of days off.
It is.
I'm sure it is. Then we have Friday. We're heading into the weekend, and that's when the show gets underway is Friday night. Tell us what you have planned.
Yes, we have the firefighters will be having water ball mm-hmm. downtown. Kids, I think adults as well, can dress up in firefighters' attire and battle the firefighters. So that should be a lot of fun. We have our bed races. That is tradition for Farmington Dew Days, the mm-hmm. bed races where teams come together, race down the middle of the downtown streets, do a little trick, and then race back so they compete against each other. And then we have beer brats and bingo at the end of the night. So
yeah, and new for this year, brand new for this year, is the Big Rig Oakman House. And that's actually going to be held out at Marshall Line.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been able to partner with them in the past, and they came to us this year and said, can we do a Big Rig open house? And so it's massive trucks, machineries, rock climbing jeeps, old school buses, just crazy large-scale machinery. And to make it easy, because it's not right downtown, they're running a motor coach shuttle back and forth from downtown out to their facility just right outside of town. So you can hang out on the motor coach and ride in style, park downtown for easy access, and they'll take you back and forth.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Sounds like a good time. There's nothing better, especially when you're a kid, than big machinery, even adults. I never outgrew that.
Oh, right. I want to go.
Yes. Yes, you can drive a school bus if you want to.
You know, I'm looking at the schedule here. You get through that. Then you go on to Saturday, and man, Saturday is your big day. There is a lot of things. There are a lot of things going on Saturday.
There really are.
Packed, starting off with a waffle breakfast, scholarship waffle breakfast by Dad's Waffles in Iowa. So we're going to kick it off, right? Mm-hmm. Also, Bloody Marys and mimosas to go with those waffles.
Oh, man, sounds like the perfect Saturday morning breakfast.
Absolutely. Yep. As you go further into the day, we've got family fun time. We have tons of demonstrations going on, shows, games under the big tent all day long. We've got the tried and true stuff coming back, like the big wheel races and the bubble blowing contest. The robotics demonstration is going to be happening. There's a dog show going on. Just crazy stuff. And then once you get to afternoon at 4:30, the kids are going to love Cuckoo Kangaroo.
Yes. Yes. So,
Cuckoo Kangaroo.
Oh, my gosh. If you have not seen it, you must see it.
I feel kind of ashamed.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
But Cuckoo Kangaroo. Is that
gentlemen from the duo of Cuckoo Kangaroo is actually from Farmington. Mm-hmm. And so we're super excited to have them back. And the kids go crazy for it. For sure. And then Kiss the Pig.
Okay. Is that a band or is it an entertainment act or what is it?
It's a rap duo, and they rap about kids stuff, things that kids understand and are excited by think is hilarious. And I think they do adult shows, too, but we're there for the kids show. So,
all right. Sounds like fun. What else is going on?
So we have the beanbag tournament and the rib cook-off tournament, car cruise.
Yes.
We'll start out at the fairgrounds and then come into town. They'll cruise around outside Farmington a little bit and come in and park downtown for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a steak fry going on, food trucks going on. We have two bands going on in the evening. So it'll be lots of things for everybody to do.
Okay.
Yeah. And the car cruise, I mean, there's still room, by the way.
That's always fun. That's whatever you have,
so
machinery.
Much fun.
Now, did I hear you right? Kiss the Pig?
Yes.
Okay. Let's not let that one slide on by. You're getting questioned on that one. Who kisses the pig?
Well,
is it a real pig?
It starts off with five nominations for citizens in town there.
Uh-huh.
And for about 6 weeks, there's cans out at local businesses. Everybody can contribute to who they want to see kiss the pig. And so just before on Saturday morning, all those funds come together. They find out who raised the most funds. And from there, then play a little game under the tent. And that person is shown who raised the most funds, and they then get to kiss a live pig.
His name is Emmett. Yes.
Not on the lips.
No. Okay, good. On the back of the head, but still, you know, well, it's a real pig.
It sounds like a full Saturday and a lot of fun. You wrap things up on Sunday. What's going on on Sunday?
We do. Well, and I want to go back to Saturday just because he's from here, Chad Johnson.
Chad, sure.
Yep, he's coming out. So he's our main event, our big band on Saturday night, and I would be remiss if we didn't mention that. So we're super excited to have him. You know, drive 20 minutes north and come to see us.
Yeah, he's one of our favorite native sons when it comes to music. He does just a great job, and I'm sure that will, in itself, will bring a lot of Northfielders.
I hope so. I hope so, for sure. Yeah, but no, back to Sunday. After a full day, you can have breakfast at Long Branch. You can attend a free yoga class, and then we also have a non-denominational church service that's happening at 10:30 under the big tent. And we close out all of our festivities with
the parade.
Oh, yeah.
The Grand Parade.
That's a great way to finish it off. How many, any idea how many parade floats and such you'll be in?
Last count, I think we were north of 75. And you know how it always, you get a couple that dribble in. So I'm estimating about 80.
That's a good amount.
It is a good amount. Yeah. It's a nice size parade. It's perfect for families. Plenty to see and not so crazy long, but it's going to be gorgeous on Sunday. So
yeah, absolutely. Hopefully we'll have a great weekend Saturday as well. What now for our listeners out there, for Northfielders or those coming in from out of town, I would imagine people in Farmington know how to get there, but where will the hub be of activities?
Downtown.
Okay, just go downtown.
You
easy
just
enough.
Have to go downtown, and the entire downtown area is blocked off, and so if you drive into Farmington from any direction, you honestly can't miss it. Just head to downtown Farmington, and everything will be right there.
And I guess one final question, I probably should have asked this earlier, but I know from being involved in Defeat of Jesse James Days down here for many years, you can't do it without sponsors. The local businesses, have they stepped up? Are they ready to get this party going again?
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah, we are overwhelmed and humbled by the number of businesses and organizations that have stepped up and sponsored due days this year. We put the call out and they answered for sure.
Very grateful.
Well, thank you so much for being here. We certainly appreciate it. I guess before you leave, is there anything we've missed that you wanted to bring up?
Gosh, you know what? I don't think so. We're just excited for everybody to come out. You know, it's going to be a beautiful week, and whether you're from Farmington or from the Farmington area, we're excited to see you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We'd be glad to see you over the weekend, too. It should be a lot of fun.
Great. Awesome.
Yeah, Holly and Holly. That is Holly Shearer and Holly Bernatz here on 95.1 from Due Days. It starts up today and goes all the way through the weekend. We've got Bob with the forecast, and we'll be back with Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman, coming up in a moment.
Making banking a family deal. That's what Castle Rock